And if you live in Australia, anywhere near bushland, which is most of us really, you've probably encountered a tick before. Most people who get bitten by one suffer little more than a swollen, itchy bite site for a day or two. But for a small number, what follows is a debilitating, often long-term illness similar to Lyme disease. It's not Lyme disease, these people are told. The ticks and their bacteria that cause that disease are only found in the Northern Hemisphere. But it's a small comfort to those people who are left trying to manage a chronic illness that isn't well understood. And for Brisbane man Dan Odlin, it's been 3 years since the tick bite, he says, turned his life upside down.
I was working in northwest Brisbane, you know, next to a horse arena. I was in a grass area and I've come in contact with a tick, which has travelled up into my hair on the back of my head. And it wasn't for some days that I found that tick. By that stage, it was quite large. I was having migraines and I was having like low heart pain. You know, it's changed my life forever. With the heart pain, it sort of started to ramp up and become more serious. So every time I tried to say, go return to work and do, you know, a normal day's work, started getting heart pain that was increasing. I just couldn't work. I presented to emergency, said, there's nothing wrong with you. You'll be fine. I didn't worry. I went home. And that night was terrible. I returned to hospital. We'd like a cardiologist to have a look at you. He just said, look, I don't know how to tell you this, but I believe you've got pericarditis. You know, this is quite serious. Yeah, we want to admit you. I had a lot of other issues as well. I couldn't quench my thirst. I was sweating from the hands and feet. I had light sensitivity. I had twitches all over my body, joint pain, muscle pain, chronic fatigue, and I just felt awful. Nearly 3 years later, I'm still looking for a solution.
That was Dan Odlin, a Brisbane man who's had symptoms since a tick bite 3 years ago. In Australia, syndromes like Dan's have a name. Debilitating symptom complexes attributed to ticks, or DISCAT. I didn't say it was a particularly snappy name. There are a couple of research groups trying to shed light on what is behind these symptoms, and one of them is led by Emeritus Professor Peter Irwin from Murdoch University, who I spoke to earlier.
Lyme disease, in its true sense, doesn't occur here in Australia. We don't have the ticks, for example, that are known to transmit Lyme disease overseas. And more importantly, some of the research that's been done studying ticks recently has led to that conclusion as well.
It's a bit of a contentious one, though, because we have people in Australia who are living with debilitating symptoms that they are pretty sure came from a tick and often feel like their experience isn't being seen as valid because people go, well, we don't have Lyme disease in Australia, so there you go.
That's absolutely right. And there are certainly many people who are unwell and believe that their illness arises from tick bite. Lyme disease is a well-known disease in the Northern Hemisphere. It's a very serious disease. But if you look at the prevalence of Borrelia in ticks in the Northern Hemisphere, it's really quite high. So if that was the case here in Australia, then
we'd know about it.
I believe we'd find it. Australia has a very unique evolutionary history. It's been separated from the rest of the world for about 46 million years, something like that. And the animals here and their ticks have evolved in relative isolation over these years. So the organisms that are within those ticks have also evolved and are different to the Northern Hemisphere ones.
What do we currently know and what are you hoping to shed light on with the research that you have underway?
What we currently know, Tegan, is that we've got quite a few different tick species here in Australia. Really only two of those bite people regularly. That's the eastern paralysis tick and the kangaroo tick. There are others, up to 22 have been reported to bite people. And these ticks are full of organisms. Their microbiome, the different types of bacteria and viruses that are inside these ticks, and there's a large number of them, they're similar to but different from their Northern Hemisphere cousins, if you like. So our research, we are looking at people from the moment they get tick bite and doing clinical evaluations and psychometric profiling to better understand the physical and the psychological impacts of the sequelae, if you like, of tick bite.
Lyme disease is caused by a particular bacterium, as you said before, but you're looking at it could be a bacteria or it could be something else that's causing these symptoms in people in Australia.
That's right. There are a number of different possibilities, and we're trying to explore all of these. One hypothesis is that it is associated with one or more infectious organism. But there are other explanations for why people might become unwell. that don't necessarily include infectious organisms. The tick saliva and what's injected into the human contains multiple different proteins, and these trigger immune responses in animals and in people. And so we're investigating the complex immunological responses that occur following tick bites. But in addition to that, we're interested to know what the relationship between the baseline psychological profile of people that get tick bite is and the development of particular symptoms after the tick bite, because some people become ill after tick bite, obviously, and some don't.
What sort of reactions do you get from people with chronic illness when you tell them that psychological or psychometric testing is part of your research? Because I think for people who have struggled with illnesses where perhaps some of the messages that they've gotten is that they're maybe in their head, they might find that invalidating.
I completely understand that. But the trouble is we just simply do not know yet what makes people unwell after tick bite. There are certain similarities between DISCAT and ME/CFS, chronic fatigue syndrome, and other disorders of chronic illness like that. And I believe the only way that we're going to really provide evidence as to what is causing this is to keep an open mind and look at all aspects. I've spoken to many of these folk over the years. It's very distressing. They're seriously ill. We're trying to bring some science and some understanding to what causes this.
Peter Irwin is Professor of Veterinary Clinical Science at Murdoch University and leads the Troublesome Ticks DISCAT Research Project. The research group is looking for people within 72 hours of them being bitten by a tick. For more information, go to tickstudy.murdoch.edu.au.